News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, bring you all that and a whole lot more this morning on a Thursday here at Mobile Mornings. Rain in the mix and severe weather as well. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up first. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue, but traffic starting to build from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway, westbound lanes along I-10 and through the George Wallace Tunnel. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore looking good. Saraland, Chickasaw, accident-free on the way in this morning. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home with a $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Three big things to check out this morning. A top story, it's Mueller time on our three big things list. After 2 years of waiting, Americans will see the redacted Mueller report today. Also, North Korea says it tested out a new weapon and it wants Pompeo out of the talks. Wait a second. I thought Pompeo had made some inroads. And a bill to criminalize abortion advances in the Alabama legislature. We'll talk all about that and more. And I saw this just side note story pop up a second ago. I think this is of interest. If you remember the cave diving team that saved those Thai soccer players, those kids that were stuck in the cave when the water levels rose?
Yeah, they were there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, one of those divers has now been rescued in Tennessee. Josh Bratchley went missing Tuesday when he failed to exit a cave he was exploring with four others, according to the Jackson County Emergency Management Agency. The story from WHNT-TV out of Huntsville said a group of experienced divers dove into the cave in Gainesboro, north of Cookeville, so that's east of Nashville area. Upon exiting, they noticed Bratchley was missing. They called 911 early yesterday morning, according to EMA. Specialized divers from Arkansas and Florida were called in to help with what officials deemed a, quote, highly technical rescue, end quote. By Wednesday evening, Bratchley was brought out of the water, according to the agency. He was awake, alert, and oriented when they found him. His only request is he wanted some pizza. He must be doing all right. Ed Sorensen, a rescue diver from Florida who flew into Tennessee to rescue Bratchley, described finding Bratchley in an air pocket in the flooded cave.
Oh, so scary.
No joke. Officials say it took cave adventure diver Sorensen 45 to 50 minutes to find the trapped diver. He said this is a very, really small, nasty cave. He said many similar missions have become recovery efforts other than rescue efforts, so they were obviously very happy. But yeah, the British Cave Rescue Council said Bratchley aided the effort in Thailand. He was one of those divers that made that rescue, and he was in Tennessee diving when he got lost and turned around in that cave. I'll tell you, the cave diving stuff, as a guy who, I think I was certified at 13 or 14 years old to scuba dive, I even remember going to some of the springs in Northwest Florida where we did different dives. And you could dive the pool or whatever place like Vortex Springs over there. And then down when you hit the cave section, you think of spring, right? It's got a cave section, comes up. There was a set of bars across it. And you would have to go to the shop in there. And I don't know what you had to sign off on and do to get the key to unlock the grate that let you into the cave. We never did that.
Yeah, because that's how dangerous it was.
That's right. We stayed on this side of the bars.
I'm not sure what would be more terrifying, cave diving or rock climbing. Neither sounds fun to me.
They sound cool, and a big open cave. Now, I've done some of the stuff like that in Hawaii, the big open things where you can still look back over your shoulder and see the sunlight in the water.
Yeah.
That's okay. Getting down in something that even a pro calls a small, nasty cave.
Mm.
Yeah, no thank you. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A robbery case dating back 2 years is now over as a man convicted of murder is sentenced to 2 life sentences. 25-year-old Aaron Johnson was found guilty in March of the murder of 58-year-old Michael Levitz and will serve the life sentences concurrently. He was also found guilty of robbery. According to the Mobile District Attorney's Office, that robbery happened on Spring Hill and Michael Donald Avenues near the Alabama School of Math and Science back in 2016. When officers arrived, they found the victim on the ground near the side of the road suffering from a gunshot wound. Johnson was sentenced on Wednesday here in Mobile. We all know that teachers shape our young people, yet it's getting harder and harder to find men and women who want to teach. But it's not because they do not love education, but it's the teacher pay and benefits which receive a bad grade. Alabama lawmakers are right now trying to change that thanks to a new retirement benefits bill called Tier 3. Representative Alan Baker sponsored the bill. He's a Republican from Bruton, and he says he's been working with the state's education groups as well as the retirement systems of Alabama since 2018, working to find a way to offer better retirement benefits to teachers, especially since our neighboring states are doing just that. According to Chairman Bill Poole, Tier 3 will represent a cost savings of more than $2 billion over the Tier 1 benefits offered prior to 2013, and the goal is to recruit students graduating from college. Under Tier 2, teachers hired on or after January 1st, 2013 must wait until age 62 to retire, but Tier 3 allows teachers to retire after 30 years, which is similar to what Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi have in place right now. This bill calls for all Tier 2 employees to be converted automatically to Tier 3 unless the employee chooses to opt out of the conversion. And it also restores teachers' ability to count unused sick leave towards years of service. Baker says if we don't have quality teachers in education, then we really don't have much education. The committee unanimously approved the bill. The bill now heads to the House floor for approval. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Several school systems have made the decision to let students go home early ahead of this evening's severe weather threat. In Alabama, Washington County Public Schools will dismiss at 1. In Mississippi, Greene County Public Schools will let out at 12:30. George County Schools will dismiss car riders at 11:15 and bus riders at 11:30. There's a high risk of rip currents at Gulf Coast beaches beginning this morning until late Friday night. The surf height is expected to be 5 to 8 feet along the Florida and Alabama coast. A man wanted for murder and attempted murder in Fort Walton Beach this weekend has been captured in Chickasaw. Thanks to a tip, police arrested 31-year-old Aramis Mario Garcia. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail and is awaiting extradition to Okaloosa County. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama has passed a House committee. It would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. That bill now heads to the full House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Oliva steps down at LSU. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and the Bay Bears get a win over the Biscuits. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In college news, LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva announced yesterday that he is stepping down from his role as the Tigers Athletic Director. Oliva has been the LSU AD since 2008. The school announced yesterday that he'll continue to serve as athletic director until a replacement is named before becoming the special assistant to the president for donor relations. Oliva steps down 3 days after LSU basketball head coach Will Wade was reinstated from a one-month-long suspension. That was following reports that Wade was caught on a wiretap discussing an offer for a recruit. ESPN reported later yesterday that Oliva is expected to be succeeded as AD by Texas A&M athletic director Scott Woodward. Woodward's a Baton Rouge native and LSU graduate. He's been the AD for the Aggies since 2016. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Boston Celtics got 37 points from Kyrie Irving in a 99-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. The Celtics now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. Boston rallied and outscored Indiana 31-12 in the fourth quarter to pick up the win. The East's top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-99 to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round series. The Bucks were led by Eric Bledsoe with 27 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo with 26. And the Houston Rockets jumped out to an early lead and had no trouble beating the Utah Jazz 118-98. MVP candidate James Harden had his third career playoff triple-double with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Houston now leads that series 2-0. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins scored 2 goals in each period to defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-4 and tie their first-round best-of-seven series at 2-apiece. Boston's David Pastrnak scored 2 goals in the win. Here's his second of the night, putting Boston up 5-3.
Marshawn across, Pastrnak scores! His second of the period!
Game 5 is this Friday in Boston. The Dallas Stars scored 4 first-period goals, including 3 on the power play, in a 5-1 series-tying win over the Nashville Predators. Stars goalie Ben Bishop made 34 saves, and Roope Hintz scored twice in the win. The Stars and Predators series now tied at 2 as they head back to Nashville for Game 5 of the series on Saturday. In the final game of the night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames 3-2 with an overtime game winner from Mikko Rantanen. The Flames had the best regular season record in the Western Conference, but the Avalanche now lead the series 3-1 and are 1 win away from becoming the second 8 seed to defeat a number 1 seed in the first round of this year's playoffs. In the major leagues, Atlanta lost to Arizona 3-2 in extra innings. It's the Braves' second loss in a row to the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia defeated the New York Mets 3-2. Washington beat San Francisco 9-6. That's despite the Giants hitting 4 home runs. Cole Hamels pitched 7 scoreless innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Miami 7-0. In the American League, Brett Gardner's 100th career home run was a grand slam, and the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 5-3.
Driven out to right field and deep. Going back.
The Yankees swept the Red Sox in the short 2-game series. Tampa Bay improved their record to 14-4 with an 8-1 win over Baltimore. The Texas Rangers finished a series sweep over the LA Angels with a 5-4 win. Oakland snapped Houston's 10-game win streak with a 2-1 victory, and Pittsburgh beat Detroit 3-2 in extra innings. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1 last night in Mobile. The Bay Bears were out-hit by the Biscuits 7-6, but scored 2 runs in the 5th inning and 2 in the 8th to get their first win of the 5-game series. Bay Bears and Biscuits are back in action tonight at the Hank. If weather allows, first pitch will be at 6:35. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, located right here in our own backyard. Right now, the ASBA looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season that begins mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at ASBASofball.com.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. And today, National Lineman's Appreciation Day. Now, I would think, coming right off of sports, you might think that means, you know,
defensive, offensive lineman,
you know, somebody. But in fact, this is the people that work on the electrical lines. So this is not down lineman. It's a bucket truck lineman.
Believe it or not, more dangerous than being an NFL lineman.
Yes, that is for sure. And so it's National Lineman Appreciation Day. The hashtag out there, thank a lineman. That's for sure. Doing great work. I know we've got a couple of them that, you know, interact with us on the text line and Twitter as well. Always impressed. depressed. And think about it, with the night tonight, like severe weather outbreak throughout the state, people will appreciate linemen more than ever, of course. If their power goes out, they when you see those trucks coming down your street, think about after a hurricane or something like that, and they're the people getting the power back on.
Mm-hmm.
They are truly heroes at that point, but they're working every day to keep that power up. So, yes, thank you, linemen, and it is National Thank a Lineman Day. And we're coming right back. We'll check in with Dr. Bill for our forecast.
I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine. And a Wichita lineman is still on the line.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo One Day Sales Event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, April 19th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday, April 19th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment in Robertsdale.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, starting to see traffic delays off of Dauphin, the airport at Spring Hill at 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. A good ride now again from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90, Rangeline, Halls Mill. You've seen the regular backups from westbound I-10 all the way out towards Theodore Dawes Road. The Four Diamond Culinary Team at the Battle House is preparing to make this Sunday's Easter lunch experience exceptional. The Easter lunch buffet served in the historic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. Enjoy complimentary valet as well. Call 334-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Another great event tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Pretoria Fields free tasting going on. Pretoria Fields Collective Brewers and Farmers. They're out of Georgia. Get some of that good Georgia dirt in your beer. Not literally, but I mean the products grown in Georgia and into the beer. Pretoria Fields event tonight starting at 6. Cottage Hill Package. These are free events. And we'll get a chance tonight to sample their Sholey IPA, their Rye Charles Rye IPA, Skywater Golden Ale, Walker Station Stout, Flowing Well Ghost, and their Farmhouse Berry Ghost. All those tonight for us to sample, maybe get some swag from this pretty new brewery out there. Pretoria Fields starts at 6, goes to 8, and of course it's online on their website, cottagehillpackage.com. Better yet, go like them on Facebook. You'll get updates to all these great events, and you can go out and anytime enjoy Cottage Hill Package. Huge selection of craft beer. That is my favorite. Also, they have the fine wines, great spirits there, and a humidor that is chock-a-block full of the best in cigars. So check them out today. Corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, or tonight at 6 for that tasting event with Pretoria Brewing out of Georgia. 724, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When you check into a hotel or motel, the understanding is you fill out your paperwork, you either pay up front or you give the front desk a credit card, and when you check out, you pay all at once. Well, one man in the Port City did not get that memo, as Mobile police arrested him after he was found asleep in a room he did not pay for. Last Monday, 22-year-old Cameron William was arrested after police responded to the Budget Inn just after 1 in the afternoon in reference to a reported burglary. Officers located Williams asleep in a room at the motel located on the West I-65 service road. Inside of a room, that's where they found him, that was not his. Authorities confirmed he did try to run, but they caught him and he's charged with burglary. Another day and another tornado count, as we now know 13 tornadoes touched down this past weekend. The National Weather Service added 2 EF0 tornadoes in Hale and Perry counties to that statewide list. All the tornadoes were either EF0s or EF1s, the strongest in EF1 with 105 mile per hour winds estimated, which hit Tuscaloosa County. There were also a few EF1s in Colbert and Franklin counties with the winds estimated at 100 miles per hour. Pike County had 3 separate tornadoes, the strongest hitting portions of Troy, and Shelby County had 2 tornadoes touchdown as well. And today we're expecting more severe weather in our area. The Storm Prediction Center has raised the risk for severe weather for Alabama today. We are talking about heavy rain, damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. And with this enhanced risk, that means numerous severe storms will be possible. This is a level 3 of a 5-level severe risk category system. Keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 as Dr. Bill continues to let us know what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, and what your family needs to do to remain safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:26, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, Dr. Bill was saying earlier to us that between 7 tonight and midnight, probably your best chance at the severe weather along our neck of the woods here on the Gulf Coast. We'll talk to him more in just about 7 minutes and get some additional detail. And then on the backside of this Easter weekend, forget about it. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, is it looking good. Hang on for that. Also hang on for Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. If you want to take advantage of the pretty weather on Saturday and Sunday, he'll give you the where to go. So we'll do that coming up at 7:50. Do we need to talk about the Shell On Challenge?
The Shell On Challenge.
We're not the first. There's been a lot of people talking about it this week. It's the latest dumb new social media trend. And I pray my children don't see this one. You video yourself eating something with the shell on.
Okay.
So that includes peels, like eating a banana with the peel on, or biting through plastic wrap to eat a sandwich. What the heck is wrong?
What about peanuts?
I didn't see that one listed, but probably. I mean, it's not dangerous like the Tide Pod Challenge, or nearly as dangerous, but it's still, like somebody said, the Tide Pod Challenge's extended family tree is this new challenge. Apparently, what you do is you get the food, and then you eat it without unpeeling it, whether it be a banana or you get a Snickers bar, and you eat it with the wrapper on, as I saw a video of the person. On the bright side, no evidence of anybody dying from this one yet, mm-hmm. and Gronk doesn't have to come out and tell the kids not to do that.
No, I've accidentally done that before with a Hershey's Kiss, complete accident putting the tinfoil.
Of course, it doesn't bother you because you've never had a cavity.
Right, yeah.
With me, you put the Hershey's Kiss in, you get the metal-on-metal reaction with the filling, and it's what it must feel like inside a microwave if you have something metallic in there.
What is wrong with kids?
It's the same. Listen, but you got to realize history repeats itself. I mean, before the days of social media, the teens were doing crazy things. The only difference is now they're maybe a little bit crazier, and there's live video to go with it. I mean, but teens doing crazy challenges, I don't think it's anything new. As long as they don't do it with poisonous stuff, I really don't care. 7:30, let's check news, and Dr. Bill's got our forecast. It's all straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man is expected to make his first court appearance on a homicide charge later today. A bond hearing is set for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. Deputies say he shot 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin Monday morning on Endley Street following an argument. A 15-year-old boy is recovering this morning after being stabbed by a teenage girl in Mobile. Happened outside the Dollar Treat store on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, not far from Howard Elementary School. Police say Destiny Rogers stabbed the victim in his chest and back with a sharp object during a fight. Locksley police, along with the FBI, are investigating a robbery at the United Bank on West Locksley Avenue. That robbery happened in broad daylight around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And a bill that would cut the sales tax on groceries has stalled in a House committee. Tuscaloosa Representative Chris England filed a bill that would allow local governments to remove or reduce taxes on groceries. After a public hearing Wednesday, the committee has not decided when they would vote on that bill. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
What is this administration afraid of?
Madeleine Dean, the Democratic Congresswoman from Pennsylvania.
I think that what we're seeing is with Attorney General Barr a confusion. He's not acting as the Attorney General. In fact, he's acting again, maybe like another fixer for the president.
Representative Dean joins a chorus of Democrats miffed over Attorney General Barr's plans to hold a news conference in less than an hour ahead of the release of the Mueller report. The AG has reportedly prepared separate releases.
There will be two reports released, one to the public and one to those select members of Congress. But then, of course, you have the House Judiciary Committee. They have already voted to authorize a subpoena to the Department of Justice for this full report.
There's Jessica Schneider. Denver area schools reopened today after authorities say potential terroristic threats have diminished with the apparent suicide of a female suspect with possible motives. Dow futures are pointing higher on Wall Street. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Maybe those foldable smartphones aren't quite ready for prime time. Some of Samsung's new $2,000 folding phones appear to be breaking after just a couple of days. Journalists who received the phones to review before the public launch says the Galaxy Fold screen started flickering and turning black before completely fizzling out. The long-anticipated folding phone goes on sale next Friday in the U.S. for $1,980, making it one of the most expensive phones ever. Ford says the Lincoln Corsair small crossover SUV will be the luxury brand's first vehicle built in China, avoiding the 25% import tariff on cars. Lincoln has been growing fast in China by importing cars from the U.S., but last year it suffered when China temporarily increased the import duty on U.S.-built vehicles to 40% from 25%. Corsair production will begin later this year. Ford is struggling to reverse heavy losses in China, which totaled $1.5 billion last year. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, you've been telling us for a couple days about today. We're here, and you can look at the radar, see the rain back to the west. Walk us through today and our chance of severe weather.
Yeah, we've got a line of thunderstorms that will be coming through tonight, mainly during the evening hours, and conditions in the upper atmosphere are favorable for some strong thunderstorms and even the possibility of tornadoes. So it won't be a central Alabama thing. It may be a South Alabama severe weather situation for this evening and later tonight. Today, we're going to look for kind of a windy day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. We'll have some sunshine this morning, but then mostly cloudy this afternoon. The wind picking up from the southeast at 20 to 25 miles per hour with some higher gusts. A few showers are possible this afternoon, but tonight or this evening, the cold front will be moving across Mississippi and coming into Alabama. And that means showers and thunderstorms through the evening. And that's where there is a possibility of some severe thunderstorm activity. Most of that rain will be over with by midnight. It will begin to taper off at least through the morning hours, and will cool down into the upper 50s at daybreak. And then tomorrow, it looks like a mostly cloudy day, and it's going to be windy, but out of the northwest at well around 10 to 20 miles per hour. And there's a chance of a few showers off and on through the day. Temperatures tomorrow quite a bit cooler, only 68 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Now, Friday night, we're going to see temperatures drop into the 40s, around 45 degrees for Friday night. But the weekend looks terrific. Sunny skies and 72 on Saturday, cooling into the upper 40s Saturday night, and then sunny and upper 70s for Sunday afternoon. So a beautiful weekend, and the good dry weather will stay with us for Monday and Tuesday of next week.
All right. That is good news for Easter weekend ahead. But yes, once again, to get there, we've got to get through this severe weather. And I heard what you said. You think maybe this chance of severe weather could be a South, because we've been talking for a while, Central Alabama, North Alabama, but you just said South Alabama. Does that mean chance of tornadoes in our area?
And that's the possibility of the upper atmosphere. This evening, there's going to be some pretty strong winds, and those strong winds in the upper atmosphere will produce a lift, and that will give some of these thunderstorms a chance to really become large and severe. And so we're looking for a significant rainfall through the evening, perhaps pick up 1 to 2 inches of rain by daybreak. But again, most of the heavy weather, heavy rains, and the strong thunderstorms will be through the evening after 7 o'clock this evening up to midnight, maybe a little after the midnight hour. But that's during the period of the worst weather. And then it'll begin to taper off later tonight and looks good for tomorrow and the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. You know, number one, it's in our hearts. Number two, it's part of the charter holding a federal broadcast license that we, through the emergency alert system, will run those alerts. They'll run over the station. So, and certain things like tornado warnings, those things, they're going to take over the station.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes back to the discussion from over the weekend when all the nasty grams went out to that meteorologist in Atlanta, death threats, because they split their split screen, the masters, because there were storms that had produced tornadoes coming through the area. What will happen here is the EAS will take over the station. We don't press a button, actually, when it's like a tornado warning or a flash flood warning or something like that. It just comes down and takes over the station. Okay, so we're doing that. We're also keeping you up to date with Dr. Bill's forecast throughout the hours and throughout the evening, even overnight. At the same time, I would suggest, because you got to sleep, and we get it. And we've said this for the last couple days, but I just want to double down, make sure people go do this. Number one, your smartphone may come preloaded to go off when you have the location on. Wherever you are, it figures out where you are, and then if an emergency alert is put out for that area, it'll give you the same kind of warnings you hear here on this radio station. It'll do it on your smartphone. But in addition to that, pretty darn cheap to pick one up. And Dalton, you said after hearing me for a couple of years talking about them, you picked one up, the weather radio?
Yeah, I didn't have one for a very, very long time, just depended on watching weather forecasts and things of that nature.
But now you're a husband and a dad.
And after working here and seeing so many stories from around the nation of tornadoes just coming through with no warning, which is what tornadoes do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I went ahead and last year finally went out and got one. Now I'm prepared.
All right, Dan, this is because, listen, during the day you're looking around, you're checking in with media, that's one thing. But weather radios like Dalton and I have that have the little 9-volt battery backup, so the power goes out, they still go off. Those things go off like kind of like an alarm clock sound, even louder. So when you're asleep, it wakes you up to, you know, a warning, knowing what's going on, as your smartphone will and this radio station. So just be aware, tonight from 7 to midnight seems like the best chance of this severe weather, according to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. All right, 7:40, we'll check the ride in. It's traffic with Kane next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers still clear. No problems across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. If you travel from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's a good ride along I-10 from Range Line 90 all the way out towards Theodore Dawes Road. Just watch for the radar again this morning, but nothing out of the ordinary. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:42, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby. That'll be after the rain falls tonight to get the severe weather out of here. By the weekend, looks fantastic. So if you're going to go searching for Easter eggs somewhere, you know, somewhere around Mississippi Sound, Mobile Bay, Front Beach of Dolphin Island, over towards Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, you need to check in with Bobby. He'll give you a heads up of where those Easter eggs are. Now, to him, the Easter eggs are speckled trout, but it's still kind of a Easter egg hunt. All right, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In the world of politics, it seems that approval ratings are what it's all about. When the residents that you serve are happy with the job you're doing, you get the thumbs up. But if they're not happy, you get the thumbs down and perhaps voted out. But a new poll is bucking that system, saying that even though most voters are not too happy with the 10-cent gas tax included in Governor Kay Ivey's infrastructure plan, she's still their choice to lead the state. The Mason-Dixon Polling and Research Poll polled 625 registered Alabama voters between April 9th and 11th, which was 1 month after the legislature approved that gas tax plan. And the governor's approval rating in Alabama is at 60%, with 28% disapproval and 12% undecided. And the governor's numbers, well, those surpass President Donald Trump and Senator Richard Shelby. Mr. Trump's approval rating in Alabama was 52%. Senator Shelby's, a longtime Republican U.S. senator, he had an approval rating of 52%. The survey included responses from a phone-matched Alabama voter registration list, polling landline and cell phone numbers. A shoplifter threatens to shoot a Home Depot employee, but instead is arrested and charged with robbery. On Monday, just after 9 a.m., Mobile police confirmed that a male subject stole items from the store located on Mont Lamar, and when the store employee stepped in to inquire what he was doing, 59-year-old 18-year-old Fred Middlestorb threatened to shoot that man, and then he ran off. Police caught him, and he was placed under arrest. And the search is on this morning for an unknown male accused of shooting another man multiple times on Null Street Monday afternoon. Police responded to the shots fired call and discovered the man severely injured. He was transported to the hospital. The suspect, meantime, was reported to have left that area on foot. Mobile police have not released a description of the suspect, but as always, if you have any information which could lead to an arrest, you're urged to contact police as this investigation is still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5 this morning. Several school systems have made the decision to let students go home early ahead of this evening's severe weather threat. In Alabama, Washington County Public Schools will dismiss at 1. In Mississippi, Greene County Public Schools will let out at 12:30. George County Schools will dismiss car riders at 11:15 and bus riders at 11:30. There's a high risk of rip currents at Gulf Coast beaches beginning this morning until late Friday night. The surf height is expected to be 5 to 8 feet along the Florida and Alabama coast. A man wanted for murder and attempted murder in Fort Walton Beach this weekend has been captured in Chickasaw. Thanks to a tip, police arrested 31-year-old Aramis Mario Garcia. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail and is awaiting extradition to Okaloosa County. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama has passed a House committee. It would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. That bill now heads to the full House. I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5.
Oliva steps down at LSU. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and the Bay Bears get a win over the Biscuits. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college news, LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva announced yesterday that he's stepping down from his role as the Tigers Athletic Director. Oliva's been the LSU Athletic Director since 2008. The school announced yesterday that he'll continue to serve as AD until his replacement's named, before becoming the Special Assistant to the President for Donor Relations. Oliva steps down 3 days after LSU basketball head coach Will Wade was reinstated from a one-month-long suspension. That came following reports that Wade was caught on a wiretap discussing an offer for a recruit. ESPN reported later yesterday that Oliva is expected to be succeeded as AD by Texas A&M Athletic Director Scott Woodward. Woodward's a Baton Rouge native and LSU graduate. He's been the AD for the Aggies since 2016. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Boston Celtics got 37 points from Kyrie Irving in a 99-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. The Celtics now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. Boston rallied and outscored Indiana 31-12 in the fourth quarter to pick up the win. The East's top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-99 to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round series. The Bucks were led by Eric Bledsoe with 27 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo with 26. And the Houston Rockets jumped out to an early lead and had no trouble beating the Utah Jazz 118-98. MVP candidate James Harden had his third career playoff triple-double with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Houston now leads that series 2-0. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins scored 2 goals in each period to defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-4 and tie their first-round best-of-seven series at 2-apiece. Boston's David Pastrnak scored 2 goals in the win. Here's his second of the night, putting Boston up 5-3.
Marchand across, Pastrnak scores! His second of the period!
Game 5 this Friday in Boston. The Dallas Stars scored 4 first-period goals, including 3 on the power play and a 5-1 series-tying win over the Nashville Predators. That series is now tied at 2 as the Stars and Predators head back to Nashville for Game 5 of the series on Saturday. And in the final game of the night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames 3-2 with an overtime game winner from Mikko Rantanen. The Flames had the best regular season record in the Western Conference, but the Avalanche now lead the series 3-1 and are 1 win win away from becoming the second 8 seed to defeat a number 1 seed in the first round of this year's playoffs. In the major leagues, Atlanta lost to Arizona 3-2 in extra innings. It's the Braves' second loss in a row to the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia defeated the New York Mets 3-2. Washington beat San Francisco 9-6, despite the Giants hitting 4 home runs. In the American League, Brett Gardner's 100th career home run was a grand slam, and the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 5-3. The Yankees swept the Red Sox in the short 2-game series, and Tampa Bay improved their record to 14-4 with an 8-1 win over Baltimore. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1 last night in Mobile. Bay Bears were out-hit by the Biscuits 7-6, but scored 2 runs in the 5th inning and 2 in the 8th to get their first win of the 5-game series. The Bay Bears and Biscuits back in action tonight at the Hank. If weather allows, first pitch will be at 6:35. It's 7:50 here on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. We've got a good ride across the Bayway. Some backups near Old Shell, also Dolphin and 65, but nothing out of the ordinary. Airport at Coney, Cottage Hill, and Demetropolis, you've got some radar checkpoints, but no major backups or traffic delays. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Highway 59 in Robertsdale. It's Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thanks, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5 and the Fishing Report with Captain Bobby on the way. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. By a 26-1 vote, the state of Alabama's sex education law is now on its way to being updated. The Alabama Senate passed Bill SB 140, sponsored by Republican Senator Tom Watley of Auburn, and it focuses on Alabama Code 16-40-A2, which details the content, course materials, and instruction which is used to teach our K-12 students about sex education. Supporters say the updated terminology benefits the students, especially when updating words like sexually transmitted diseases to sexually transmitted infections. AIDS is now updated to HIV. Since an infected person is first diagnosed with HIV, HIV can become AIDS if left untreated. The bill now uses only, quote, medically accurate, and culturally appropriate materials and instruction. The bill also removes a portion of the law stating, quote, homosexuality is not a lifestyle acceptable to the general public, and that homosexual conduct is a criminal offense under the laws of the state. With very little discussion, senators approved the bill on Tuesday with a 26-1 vote. It now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. The numbers are in, and the list is now out of the safest places to live in Alabama. SafeHome.org is a security system website which used 2018 FBI data to conclude that the five safest cities in Alabama are Vestavia Hills, Daphne, Pelham, Alabaster, and Madison. More than 13,366 law enforcement agencies of cities with a population of at least 22,000 were included when they took a closer look at the violent crimes and trends, citizen-to-officer ratio, and property crime trends, all being taken into consideration. So Vestavia Hills has a population of 34,143. They had 22 violent crimes and 422 property crimes in 2018. Their crime trends decreased by as much as 8% in recent years. So Vestavia Hills received an overall safety score of 87.25. Daphne came in at 82.16, Pelham 82.1, Alabaster 81.91. And coming in fifth, Madison 81.86. The lowest rated place to live, Bessemer, which is in Jefferson County, at 24.94. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need, whether you're heading to the woods to chase turkeys for the last couple weekends here, or heading out for the Easter egg hunt that replaces Easter eggs with speckled trout. Go check them out at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the man of the hour, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, joins us now. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Man, I appreciate the warning about the end of turkey hunt season coming up here. So I'm have to go hide somewhere.
That's right. You've had the water to yourself, and now all of us will show back up here when we get into May. Give us a little advance here. Let's go on an Easter egg hunt, but let's replace Easter eggs with speckled trout.
All right, that's a good one. Well, the water, you know, is held up really well. Obviously, if you keep up with it like we do, Barry's gone over 7 feet, which is kind of like the flood stage. Even at that point, though, most of the fresh water runs out of the center of the bay. So basically that means that everything really down at the lower end of the bay and then certainly down to the west is really held up well. And if you keep up with the other thing that we do, which is the full moon, we're on that right now, this full moon cycle, which to me is about 3 days either side of it. So I think it's tonight or tomorrow night is the moon. So you're right there, you know, in that window. And, man, the fish have just really reacted like they're supposed to in the spring when you got a full moon. And by that, I mean, you know, they're really schooled up. A lot of nice-sized male trout, real active male trout mixed in with some nice-sized female trout. And they're laying their eggs, you know. So they're doing their deal. And it's that time of year, you know, where you use the wind that you're going to have to help you, you know, move the boat along. The other good thing about having a little bit of wind is the slicks that they create when they're feeding in those schools show up a lot better when you have a little ruffling on the water, you know. So that's another thing that kind of helps you find them.
Yeah, you were talking about the covering ground or covering water better. But where do we start? I mean, if we're looking to start that drift and looking for those slicks, finding those fish, anything you're looking for to start off kind of the bigger area you're searching?
Well, I kind of base it on the wind. And like you and I were just talking about off the air, we, you know, right now we're having these really strong south and southeast winds. So you're going to want to get back down towards the island. Usually that fish is a lot better with the south. Basically, you're going to fish the lee of whatever land, you know, creates it. In other words, you down at the island with the south and southeast wind, you got a lot of lee all the way the length of the island. When you get north, like we're going to have this weekend, the sound fish is a lot better. And that's anywhere from Heron Bay all the way to the Mississippi line. The other good thing is if we don't, and I think we're going to, but if we don't get a lot of rain out of the system that's coming through tonight, the rivers actually still have some fish in them. And that's an option if it does get too windy to fish either the above places I just mentioned. You can get in the rivers and still catch some fish. We finished up a trip there last week, and a big five-boat trip, and everybody was catching fish in the rivers, you know. So there's still some fish there. That's assuming we don't get a lot of local rain out of this thing. So those are the options for you, because you're going to be dealing with wind. At least through Saturday, you're going to be dealing with wind. So those are the options for you. Shrimp's going to be your best bait if you don't have a big group of people on the boat. So you don't have to risk hitting somebody with one. Top water baits will work really well too. You just got to be careful because that's a day ender if you tag somebody with a top water bait.
You know, you mentioned going back in the rivers, like the dead end rivers, fowl and dog and all that. Are you using the same techniques you're using in like the Sound? Are you running rattle corks and shrimp? Or are you doing something on the bottom? What are you doing in the rivers?
Dog in particular, the other rivers, the flats on those rivers fish exactly the same way that the bays at the lower end and the areas around Dolphin Island fish. So yeah, to answer your question, live shrimp or a shrimp imitation under a popping cork is going to be your best bet. Again, with the top water baits, maybe early, but yeah, that works just fine. As long as you're in water shallower than about 5 or 6 feet, those will work fine. You start getting into the river channels, you're going to have to do what you're saying, which is jig fishing or maybe throwing a slow sinking bait like a slick or a mirror lure. But when you're up on the flats, that popping cork is going to do the job for you.
All right, Captain Bobby, remind folks if they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got everything you need to get in touch with us right there on the site.
All right, and we'll always look at the Facebook page for those videos, man. So when I'm stuck here in the office.
Right now.
Yeah, I sit here in the office and I live my life through you. Not a bad thing. All right, Captain Bobby.
All right, man. Well, y'all have a happy Easter, old buddy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Easter, brother. I'll see you hopefully on the island this weekend. CFM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to Dubby and Chip and the whole gang and get the gear that Captain Bobby uses and get out there this weekend. All right, coming right back. Hour number 3.